Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Ryan Streeter of the University of Texas's Civitas Institute, writing at Law and Liberty blog about a new book asking, where are these radical Republicans? And let's deal with it right away, Ryan. Cultural issues can be a sharp distinction between the parties. Also, cultural issues can be a distinction between the MAGA presentation we see on television or in videos or in these 15-second packages that you get from TikTok and other sources, and a real walking around voter. What is MAGA culturally? Is it like a sports team rooting? You know, you cheer in the stands? What is it? Is there anything particularly Republican about it?
I don't think there's anything particularly Republican about it. I think what the kind of core thread that runs through a lot of MAGA Republicanism these days is sort of it's a mix of a couple of things. One is a kind of more nationalist understanding of what it means to be an American, something that is focused a little bit more on ethnic nationalism, an understanding of kind of a European sort of descent of what it means to be an American or English. And that's reflected in most MAGA Republicans' kind of wariness of U.S. immigration policy and wanting to, sure, to kind of limit immigration, and reinforce kind of the core values that have propped up this country. It's funny, a lot of MAGA Republicans are not particularly religious people, but they do have a strong commitment to an ideal of Judeo-Christian Americanism that is kind of at their core. I think another thing that runs through it really is just kind of an anti-progressivism. So a lot of, and I actually think this is really important, I think a lot of people have been drawn to MAGA Republicanism because of the way that it openly pushes back on all of the overreaches of America's left in its politics and cultural institutions. So on university campuses, in the media, even in C-suites of corporations, that kind of embracing a left-wing agenda has really kind of blown up in this country over the last couple of years. And I think what's motivated a lot of people to support MAGA Republicanism is the way that it stands up to those particular things. So a lot of people have tried to turn MAGA Republicanism into a kind of economic agenda, and it just kind of keeps not really working. I think we have the tax cuts that were renewed from the first Trump administration in the second term, but now you have this tariff set of issues, which is kind of one of Trump's things. I mean, Trump has been consistent over 30 years on basically tariffs and immigration. And those have been two things that he's talked consistently about. And those have kind of motivated him. He's been very flexible on all kinds of other policy issues. And I think the kind of MAGA version of the Republican Party has really kind of crystallized around those kinds of things, even though the tariffs themselves are creating a lot of heartburn within kind of more rank and file political leaders in Washington, D.C. And it's unclear how that's all going to play out. But I think those core issues of kind of a commitment to a type of nationalism and then a strong kind of anti-leftism are the kind of cultural underpinnings of MAGAism.
So therefore, I conclude that MAGA and Republicanism, it allows itself to be defined culturally these days more than financially.
I think so. Yeah. And I think that was evident in the first term. And I did some of my own survey work when I was formerly with the American Enterprise Institute. You can find some of these pieces still on their website, where we were looking, you know, even as far back as the end of the first term of Donald Trump and through the 2020 election, at what motivated voters, both on the left and the right, what kinds of issues were really at the core. And you found that within Trump's most ardent supporters, it was people that were of a higher income and higher education were actually more motivated by some of Trump's kind of core issues. And that working class Trump supporters were actually motivated by kind of bread and butter issues. They cared a lot about those sorts of things. But the people that wrote checks, the people that signed up and got out the vote for Trump were really motivated by these kind of cultural issues on the left. They weren't motivated really at all by Trump's view on economic policy. it's very hard to find in the survey data a whole lot of support for the kinds of things that might be understood as Trumpism, from protectionism to tariffs and those sorts of things. People were motivated by the fact that he was saying things about the left that they felt like conservative leaders hadn't been saying. They were motivated by the fact that he was serious about the border issues and also the chaos in our cities. I mean, this was back in the first term and in 2020, everything that was going on from the summer of 2020 onward was during the COVID era was something that people were upset about. And that was kind of what motivated them. So I think that cultural, much more than economic issues, is what kind of defines the MAGA voter these days.
We have a minute, Ryan. What about the general understanding that America votes its pocketbook? Is that true for the Republicans? The same for the Democrats, or is there a distinction there, the financial side?
You know, it matters. And people are motivated a lot by that issue right now. So they're not motivated by kind of large scale economic policy issues like a consistent theory of tax and regulatory reform, for instance. But they do vote their pocketbook in an age of inflation. And to the extent that more people are associating rising costs with Trump's tariffs, that's going to be an issue the Republican Party is going to have to deal with in the upcoming midterms. So people still are bread and butter pocketbook voters for sure.
And Mr. Streeter, I have not heard anything supporting radical. Did I miss it? I don't hear any radical here. I hear reasoned considerations with 30 seconds.
Yeah, people are not as radical as the media makes them out to be. The party's leadership is much more radical than the rank and file voters. Just visit any state house in America and talk with people that represent people at the state level. You find much more sensibility among state representatives, I think, of both parties, actually. And the radicalism is much more a national politics thing, which exists on social media and unfortunately in our nation's capital.
Ryan Streeter, Civitas Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.